Pretend with me that you've been camping with friends. The trip had to end abruptly due to bad weather. Banter quickly turns into an argument, ending with you out on the side of the road during a thunderstorm. As the rain grows heavier, a car stops for you, and a kind stranger, me, offers you a ride. Need a ride, eh? Where are you off to? You're in luck, then. I have to go down there for a job. Hop on in. I normally don't pick up hitchhikers, but you poor thing. You don't even have a raincoat. If you reach behind you, there's a heavy blanket in the back somewhere. Has some old stains on it, but it's warm and dry. Well, you look soaked. The button by your hand is for seat heating, but I think one of the cables might be defective and you can't turn it all the way up. Haven't gotten around to fixing it yet, sorry. The medium setting works just fine. Should be enough to make sure you don't catch pneumonia. So tell me, what are you even doing out here in weather like this? All by yourself? We're quite far from the city. The weather forecast said there's a thunderstorm cooking up and advised people to stay indoors, so... Oh. Oh, jeez. They just kicked you out in the middle of nowhere? That's not really what friends do, don't you think? You're lucky anyone is driving this way. With how weather's been behaving, you could have been out here for a really long time. Well, I was thinking about taking the main road at first, but I had a feeling there might be an accident, you know, considering how wet the streets are and how little you can see in the rain. That and I like the back roads. I suppose I'm glad I did. But we will have to go on the highway in a little bit. Let's just hope the other drivers behave. Oh, the radio isn't working at the moment. Bad connection, few little bugs in the system. Tight on cash, you know, looking for odd jobs. So I guess we'll have to fill the ride with awkward silence or equally as awkward banter. Hitchhiker's choice. Oh, I'll have to get that fixed too. I've been a bit busy lately. Yeah, I travel a lot for work. Never really get to stay in one spot for very long, but I'm fine with it. You get used to it eventually, especially if you don't have anyone waiting for you at home. No need for sympathy. It's actually quite nice. Somewhat of a freeing feeling to just be able to see more of the country or world without having to worry about anyone feeling left behind. Enough about that, though. I'm sure I'm boring you already, and I don't really like talking about my personal affairs all that much anyway. Not even sure why I'm telling you this to begin with. Maybe you just have a very reassuring, relaxing aura. Do people tell you things? Well, you would make for a good spy. Anyways. Why were you and your friends out here in the first place? Camping? In this weather? The more you tell me about those people, the weirder they seem. Is this the right way? You're not in a hurry, are you? Oh, good. Because I don't plan on going much faster than this. The car's company property, and I'd rather not get scolded by my boss again. As good as my reflexes may be, you can barely see a car lengths ahead. Just rather not risk it. You look comfy. Have you warmed up a little bit by now? I'm glad. We'll still be a bit until we get to our destination, but I'm glad you were there. I find you to be rather nice company. No, I'm gonna be honest. I never thought picking up a hitchhiker would be this pleasant.
Got new info on your target. Picture sending now.
Oh, well, that's awkward. I could have sworn I turned that off. Wait, that's... Is that you in the picture? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Let's just turn that off and pretend like nothing happened. I mean, what else are we supposed to do? I just can't take you out in the middle of the road. Company car, nonetheless. The cleaning bill, the damage to the inside, would get me in a lot of trouble. And the next exit's only a couple minutes away. Don't even think about it. Despite how slow I'm going, we are on a highway in heavy rain. You'd cause an accident and probably traumatize whatever poor driver couldn't stop the car in time. You wouldn't want that now, would you? We'll figure this out somehow, okay? Just stay calm and don't try anything stupid. I see you eyeing the glove compartment. I don't have any weapons in there. Just a bunch of papers, some tissues, sanitizing wipes. Unless you're planning on chewing up my documents in self-defense and spitting them at me, that won't really help you. Actually, there has to be a little box of mints around here somewhere. Could you dig that out for me while you're at it? No, it's not a trick. Just, I really like the way they taste, and I'm nervous. You can have one too if you like, but they are a bit spicy. Oh, come on, I'm trying to ease the situation a bit. There's no sense in letting tension grow even worse for the next few minutes, don't you think? What did you even do that somebody would want you dead? You don't seem like the type of sleazy gangster I usually have to deal with. No idea at all. That's strange. Cheated on anyone lately? Yeah, that's the other usual probable cause. No espionage in your past? Tap dancing so bad someone wants to off you? No? Anyways, I suppose my initial idea of inviting you to dinner won't work out too well anymore. Jeez, what a weird situation. You looked hungry. I didn't get the chance to ask you yet. Was going to suggest it when we got to the city, but that idea is down the drain now. Never date work. I guess I'll have to find a secluded spot for the two of us instead. And not in the fun way. I mean, even if you were to run, I'd only have lost my element of surprise. Conundrum. Maybe having dinner together could still be fun. Dumb idea, I know. Fraternizing with the target. Not something I'd ever thought I'd try. At least, not like this. What a strange coincidence, too. Receiving the job to find you just as you're sitting in my car, cuddled up in my blanket, soaked from the rain, looking adorable and harmless. If I've learned anything from my time being, well, a hitman, it's that looks can be deceiving, but I've never had anyone put up that good of an act. Normally, I can see right through people. People, they might have an innocent face, but you can tell by the subtle undertones of their voice. The way they stare at you just a little too intensely, the nervous glancing around, or the way too casual stance. Or how a fine muscle in the face keeps twitching. But not you. You're a tough one. Maybe I should have a gun trained on you now. I can't hear so much as the slightest hint of guilt. No evil intent in your voice. You didn't switch up at all when the message came through. If anything, you seemed scared. Like a mouse that's been trapped in a cage. You try to puff up your fur to seem bigger, scramble around to find something to protect yourself with. So either you're really good, or you're just not a bad person. Think for me, would you? Can you think of anyone who might want to get rid of you for whatever reason? Maybe somebody you upset, or you saw something you shouldn't have? If that actually matters now. Even if you were entirely innocent, you've seen my face. You know what I do, or at least you have a pretty good idea. Doesn't take a detective to connect the dots. I just can't let you skip off on your jolly way. Maybe it would have been better had I never stopped to pick you up. But you probably would have caught your death out here too. Not like in here is any better. That really is quite unlucky of a day for you, whichever way it had ended. Oh, here's our exit. So, do you have a favorite restaurant in town? I mean, prisoners get a last meal, don't they? And you seem nice. We don't have to, but I'm getting a little hungry as well. It's been a long day. I think we both deserve a nice meal. Anything you want, my treat. I suppose it's the least I can do.